cars packed to the brim, boxes overflowing with clothes, and moving carts rolling down the sidewalk. These are just a couple of things you would have seen if you were on the campus of St. Cloud State University on Thursday. With the fall semester starting Monday, many students are returning to campus, a majority of them being freshmen moving into the resident halls for the first time. Logan Tadamoni is a first-year student moving into Sherburne Hall.
I'm excited to meet new people. Like in high school, I was super shy, and now I've just grown that confidence just to meet new people.
Some of the first new people incoming students meet are the friendly Husky Haulers. They are volunteer upperclassmen who spend their morning running up and down the stairs of the resident halls, helping students organize their dorm rooms. Sophie Lind, one of the Husky Haulers, tells us what her day all entails.
I got here at 10 a.m. and right away I had to walk up to the 11th floor with a laundry basket full of shoes. So that was a great way to start it out. And then I came back down and had to go right up to the same room with a TV. And so then I grabbed a cart because I wanted the elevators. And now I've been going up and down for about 2 hours now.
After a couple of trips carrying stuff up to their new room, many students realize it's a little smaller than their room back home. This is something Lind has witnessed firsthand.
I think it's funny to see how much people think they can fit in, and then trying to help them figure out that they just can't do everything.
Dave Heath, a father helping his daughter move to St. Cloud, thinks back to when he was moving into the dorms of SCSU himself, and tells us how different the move-in days were back then.
1973, just showed up with a suitcase and a backpack. Got in line in the dorms, and it probably took not nearly as long, and it wasn't quite as official as this.
For the Heaths, change can be a good thing, as Dave's wife, Teresa, describes how easy the move-in process was for them.
Everybody's been super nice that's working here and working with the traffic flow, and really good directions on exactly where to drive and what corners to go and end up here at the hall.
Even with an easy move, saying goodbye to their daughter is still hard.
So when she got emotional, I got emotional. You know, it's kind of a chain reaction. But no, I'm happy. I'm really excited for her.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Spencer Schott.